WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council heard about proposals for two new apartment complexes south of College Station High School at its last meeting. The council agreed to spend up to $100,000 to help developer Mark Musmechi apply for federal tax credits that, if approved, will mean 148 units for seniors, 105 on reduced income, on Victoria between CSHS and Fitch.
What's happening in the past is affordable housing was being put into less economic desirable areas. And so the shift now is to say we need to be equitable. And so the shift has been to promote and score higher for locations that meet what they call high opportunity locations. Those are higher income census tracts, better schools.
The $18 million project is competing against eight others throughout Central Texas, where one will be selected. At the corner of Fitch and Victoria, another developer wants to double the number of proposed apartments from 120 to 240 by dropping plans for office space. The council saw more than 30 opponents and heard from four who live in the neighboring Castle Rock development. Concerns from Tom Kiske includes a flooding risk from an increase in rain running into Spring Creek.
Whenever we have a significant rain event, such as occurred in mid-December, the water in what's normally a little trickle became a roaring rapids. It came very close to overtopping the bridge on Castle Rock Parkway.
The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval and is scheduled to go before the council on February 11th. Brian Mayor Jason Bayinski is troubled about the continuing impasse on how much money the city has invested in the Traditions residential and golf course development.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Bayinski talked about the impact the division is having on the future success of Traditions.
We go out there and we talk bad about the development and we do everything we can to hinder the development like some are doing right now, then it could fail. People may not invest money out there. People may not buy a house out there. They may decide not to put a business out there if they're worried about it. And then who pays for that? The taxpayers.
At the last council meeting, 90 minutes was spent before no action was taken on a request for another outside audit. Exchanges included a challenge from City Manager Keene Register to Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena.
We'll bring an auditor in here and we will go through the same motions. If my numbers are wrong, I will pay out of my pocket the $4,000 for the audit. If your numbers are wrong, you pay the $4,000 out of your pocket.
I have the floor.
How about that?
Point of order.
Bayinski says the city has spent $35 million, not $73 million, as stated by Sutherland and Pena. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
22,000 Texas A&M students are lined up to assist local residents during the 34th annual big event.
We're want to serve any and all residents we can in Bryan College Station area. We're really excited about it this year. We can do anything from doing yard work to clean up around the house and anything like that. And we'd love to have you all sign up.
Will Radney, class of 16, was among those at the last Bryan City Council meeting announcing April 2nd is the date of the nation's largest student-run one-day service project. He says 900 have signed up, but there are enough students for 2,500. More information is online at bigevent.tamu.edu. The registration deadline is February 19th. A heads up to motorists on University between Texas and Tarot that a $1 million construction project begins today. The TxDOT district office in Bryan says it will take 2 months to build a center median and do sidewalk and driveway improvements. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 63 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit HomeExpoBCS.com for more info.
Good morning. It's 6:10, just about. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders for over 30 years. And doing more than that is polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine will develop today. The fog will eventually burn off. Temperatures will make their way up to 75 to 80 through the afternoon. Tonight, clouds will move in along with a cold front. Lows overnight 50 to 55. Sunshine develops behind the front tomorrow. Won't be quite as warm. High of 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Much cooler, 35 to 40. Sunshine and a whole lot cooler for the day Wednesday. Highs only around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolan for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your A&M sports page right quick as we head into sports with Texas A&M men's and women's basketball busy over the weekend. A&M women's tennis, also the Pro Bowl, the NHL All-Star Game, and Johnny Manziel in the news again. All that and more coming up in sports at about 6:50.
If there's a better definition of dumpster fire, if you'd let me know. Look, I'm just saying, now you understand what the A&M athletic department must have been having to go through while he was here. Because I'm guessing that these things he's doing now, he probably was doing similar things when
he was absolutely.
Here.
They were so excited to see him go.
Yeah. And, you know, it made a lot of money, and that's fine, and they got this big fancy new stadium maybe because of him, but wow.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Yeah, on the way. So, anyway, personally, you know, you certainly hope that he's able to take care of stuff, but, you know, anyway, right now.
He's just jockeying for that spot on the Cowboys roster.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, he wouldn't be the worst one to ever wear the old blue star, would he?
That's what I was getting at.
No, he wouldn't. Anyway. But, you know, there's always something to aspire to. You just say it. So, I don't know. Did you guys see fog this morning? I didn't see any
I
fog
did not.
There.
No, but it was raining when I came in.
Do what?
It was raining.
It wasn't raining when I left my house, but there's definitely wet outside, so it had rained. But I didn't have any fog. But, you know, when you leave your house at 4:30.
Yeah, that's true. It is. Again, Miss Reber, not part of this world on a normal basis.
Good morning,
and, you know,
everyone.
No kidding. You sound really perky and chippy and chippier and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's only Monday.
That's right.
We'll beat that out of her.
Yeah,
yeah, come Friday, I might not be so chipper. Yeah.
We're going to have another day where it's kind of gusty out there, too. Yesterday, it was a pretty nice day. I mean, not a lot of folks get to work on their January tans, but, you know, it was all right.
You know, I spent the weekend in Lubbock. Talk about gusty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I used to enjoy going out to Lubbock, but I figured people live there because they want to. You know what I mean?
It was actually beautiful, though. The weather was, I think, a lot similar to what y'all had here this weekend. Yeah. Just a little windy.
Yeah.
But,
I
think that's just how it is all the time.
As long as you can stay upwind from the feedlots, it's
yep,
okay.
Yep, absolutely.
That's the only place I know where the Applebee's is crowded in the Outback. Has nobody in it. What does that tell you about Lubbock? All right, enough of that. So, researcher claims that the English language does not have enough words to describe being happy. Other languages have hundreds of words associated with positive emotions, but many do not have a direct translation in English. So, researchers have uncovered more than 216 positive words that could not be translated into English. And examples would be schnapsidy, which is a German word for hatching an ingenious plan when drunk.
I love it. Love it.
I guess that's probably, we have that. It's just we use more words to describe
right.
it. Then there'd be gula, which is a Spanish word for eating because it tastes good. Here we have, I eat it because it's all I can afford. That's, you know, it's college student stuff. Feierabend, which is German to describe the festive mood at the end of the working day. And Gushding, which is Dutch for allowing a friend access to you at any time, day or night, for chit-chat.
Gushding?
That's it. I don't know. Text that and see how it works out for you.
So what is it when it's just morning? We're available for chat every morning.
And we are. That's true. I guess that's true.
Or that would be just gushed.
King. Yeah.
No, you leave that part off because we're not open all the time.
Okay, that's right. Perfect situation. Who knew we were going to start out with a foreign language class? But, you know.
Ja, sehr gut.
That's it. All right. That works. Oh, yeah, that means, what, like the sushi will be here soon?
Is yeah, that right? That's yeah. Exactly it,
Scott. Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 615. It is Monday, February the 1st. It's the 32nd day of the year. We got 334 of them to go. Change your password day. I don't know if you're supposed to do that every month or maybe just every February 1st, but nonetheless, decorate with candy day. Hey, they tell the guys down the...
You say the radio station?
That'll work. G.I. Joe Day. I think this is the anniversary of G.I. Joe doll being introduced. Freedom Day. Hula in the Kahlua Day.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, but Spunky Old Broads Day. Ask permission before you see if she wants to celebrate.
Yeah.
Robinson Crusoe Day. Baked Alaska Day. And, of course, since it's February, February is the comes from the Latin word ferebre, which is means to purify. It doesn't seem to be anybody's favorite month. After all, we don't have any songs that say February showers or February song or February is busting out all over. But anyway, it's Black History Month. All right. So I'm going to get on my soapbox here for just a minute. All right.
Uh-oh.
At least he's warning us.
That's right. Black History Month began 90 years ago when Dr. Carter G. Woodson thought that blacks needed to be more positively depicted in texts and recorded history. And it started out where there was like a Black History Week, and now it's an entire Black History Month. But I want you to understand about Dr. Carter G. Woodson, son of two former slaves, worked in the Kentucky coal mines until the age of 20. When he could enroll in high school. He earned a PhD from Harvard, okay? So when I hear people go, I don't have any opportunity, sons of slaves graduated from high school at 20, excuse me, enrolled in high school at the age of 20, and later got a PhD at Harvard, just saying. All right, that's enough. Here are the birthdays.
You feel better?
Well, yeah, I do. Good. Well, somewhat. Just understand this in this country, and, you know, it was probably different getting into Harvard than it is now. I understand all that, but you can elevate yourself if you want to do that. All right, go.
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
One Direction is now a solo guy. He's 22. Ronda Rousey's 29 years old and could beat you up.
Yeah.
Heather Morris from Glee's 29. Rachel LaFarge is 37 from Under the Dome. Big Boy. He's a singer, you know, 41 years old. Michael C. Hall is 45 years old from Dexter. Pauly Shore, who's not funny, but is still having a birthday, is 48 years old. Lisa Marie Presley is also 48. Bill Mumy is 62. Will Robinson.
Will Robinson. That was Danger Will Robinson.
Yes, sir. Okay. Garrett Morris from SNL is 79. And Don Everly from the Everly Brothers. If I'm not mistaken, he's the only one alive.
That's right. Well, now
he's 79.
Garrett Morris does other stuff now, though, doesn't he? I mean, isn't he in some television show that takes place in a courtroom or something? That make any sense?
No. He's on Two Broke Girls.
Ah, that's it. Two Broke Girls. Perfect. Yeah, that's the one. All right. And, I got a story about ZZ Top later on today.
How?
Okay, thanks so much. Yeah, it is. It's happy birthday to G.I. Joe. That's why it's G.I. Joe Day. He's 52 years old today. In the meantime, ever been to a restaurant and didn't really like the food? Well, a British couple accused of stealing from a restaurant because they didn't like their meal. Tyne and Ware Ross, 36 years old, said that they were dissatisfied with the food at the Sambuca restaurant. So they stole mirrors from the bathroom.
What?
Like you would, right? Not happy, I'm going to steal the mirror. And how do you get them out of there? They shoved them inside their kid's stroller.
Oh, my gosh.
Later they admitted, I saw the mirror in the toilet. I thought it would be quite nice to have in my house. If found guilty, they'll be fined. I'm guessing that's probably right.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Washington Free Beacon is now reporting that according to a new government oversight report, terrorists in Afghanistan now control more territory than at any other time since 2001, as America's grip on the country continues to unravel amid a spike in violence that has made Afghanistan more dangerous than ever. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstructions found that the Afghan government lost control of about 30% of the country to the Taliban, ISIS, and other terrorist groups. The report also concluded that there were nearly 72 security incidents per day in Afghanistan between August and December of 2015. Now, the president, hey, you know what? Maybe next time you should listen to your top military brass and not exactly announce your date for withdrawing troops from a war zone.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 16.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
There is about 11,100 electronic devices in my house, not including what my daughter uses. So you can imagine what a Wi-Fi signal in my house with a bad signal into the house would be like. That's why I go with Suddenlink, because it's lightning fast. If you run into those problems, what you need to do is go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today. If you've got slow DSL internet downloads and you're pulling your hair out, you can find out how much faster it would be if you were hooked up with Suddenlink. Why continue to use dinky phone company service when you don't have to? Call 1-877-964-9474 today. Or go online to suddenlink.com. They've got a 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee. They have live local customer service. And if you call right now, you're going to get the SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. So don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today. Or visit suddenlink.com so you too can suddenlink and save.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Gehring with College Station Medical Center, Dr. DeStefano with Central Texas Sports and Orthopedics, and how we can live like those in the Blue Zone. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Barclays and Credit Suisse will pay a combined $154.3 million to settle U.S. government investigations that they misled clients about being able to safely trade on their dark pool financial exchanges. The New York Attorney General says the banks left their customers on these private exchanges vulnerable to predatory high-frequency traders that could intercept and profit off their financial transactions, despite assurances by Barclays and Credit Suisse to the contrary. Like the winter weather, the market for initial public offerings has cooled considerably. There were no U.S. IPOs in January, the first month-long drought since September of 2011, when the Eurozone crisis was in full swing and the debt rating of the U.S. had just been downgraded. Analysts attribute the dearth to the global stock market rout of the first 2 weeks of the year. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open after stocks soared on Friday. Last week, the Dow Industrial gained 372. That's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Mozo with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. Here's something you probably didn't know. The whole Eskimo kiss thing, where you kiss touching noses, it's completely made up. It's based on a greeting they have called akunik, where you say hello by pressing your nose and upper lip against someone's face and breathing on them. Yeah, I don't know. It's not a sexual thing or anything like that. Everybody does it, and it's like, hey, how you been? Let me breathe on your face for a minute. And the idea that they kiss by touching noses so their mouths don't freeze together is just nonsense. And here are three more weird ways people say hi. Like in New Zealand, they do touch noses. It's a traditional greeting for natives. Guys even do it with other guys. People in Tibet stick their tongues out at each other. Almost everywhere else in the world, that's considered rude. But in Tibet, it's been a tradition for more than 1,000 years. And on the island of Tuvalu in Polynesia, hope I said that right, people say hello by pressing their faces together and then smelling one another, which I guess is better than what dogs do. Yeah, that mental picture's in your head now, isn't it? And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. Do it now so you don't forget. You can get your Valentine's Day present without even leaving your desk or phone by going to BoardwalkSpa.com. You can get the gift certificate right there. Done, no problem. When you get it, they'll have it all bundled up nice for you so it's pretty and ready to hand off for that lovely Valentine of yours. She can get a manicure, a pedicure, a facial, massage, and she can go shopping. It's all in one spot there at Boardwalk Spa. One more time, BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, it's 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. May have some fog out there in some areas this morning. After that burns off, we're going to have another nice day. 78 degrees, and kind of like yesterday, winds will be up some, gusting maybe as high as 25 miles an hour. Then tonight, we're going to cool down a little bit, 57, going to have a wind shift, and so things will be a little bit different tomorrow. Winds out of the west, and a high temperature of 68. Then cooler, down to 39 on Tuesday night, and then probably Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll look at temperatures in the mid to upper 50s for the high, but still lots of sunshine. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 10, 93% relative humidity, and we're looking at 63 degrees out there.
Living near an airport can affect your brain function, and not in a good way. So how can that be? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Medical discoveries are happening at such a rapid rate that your doctor can't possibly keep up.
The average doctor, with a new technology, it takes 12 years for 50% of doctors to adopt it.
Dr. David Agus, CBS News medical correspondent and author of the book, The Lucky Years.
So I believe healthcare will change from the ground up rather than the top down. Patients are going to be ones going in there saying, hey, doc, there's a new medicine out for something I have. What do you think?
One thing Dr. Agus recommends for everyone is a daily baby aspirin.
And in several large studies with hundreds of thousands of volunteers, they were able to show that a baby aspirin a day reduces not the incidence but the death rate of cancer, pancreatic cancer by over 40%, heart disease by 22%, and stroke by 17%. There are some side effects that can upset your stomach. That being said, there is significant good here, and so it's a discussion to have with your doctor.
Since we're living longer, many of us are concerned about Alzheimer's disease and dementia as we get older.
You know, one of the most amazing pieces of data came from a big data study with Alzheimer's, showing that people who live closer to airports, so the closer you are to an airport, the bigger the rate of decline of your brain as you get older, telling us that we need quiet time, especially at night.
And if you're thinking about retiring,
every year you delay retirement, you reduce the incidence of Alzheimer's by almost 3%. Retiring your 80s versus 60s is almost a 60% reduction.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are investigating a stabbing in the parking lot of a local nightclub early Sunday morning. The victim is hospitalized in fair condition following the aggravated assault outside Hurricane Harry's. Investigators were told the stabbing took place during a fight. The description of the suspect, who was not known by the victim, is online at WTAW.com. College Station police report a four-vehicle crash Saturday during the noon hour at Texas and Harvey Mitchell Parkway resulted in five people going to the hospital for treatment of injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. Investigators say the exact cause of the crash has not been determined and no charges have been filed. Anyone with information on either incident is asked to call CSPD. Two proposed apartment complexes in South College Station were addressed at the City Council's last meeting. At the corner of Victoria and Fitch, a developer who already had approval to build 120 apartments wants to drop plans for office space to build another 120 units. That brought out 30 opponents of the neighboring Castle Rock subdivision. Four speakers included Joshua Ben, a former member of the city's Board of Zoning Appeals.
And we would argue that you should hold the developer of this particular tract to that original vision that they had 5 years ago when there wasn't an uproar from the Castle Rock subdivision, when P&Z took their stance, when council voted to give this particular zoning designation. Hold them to that plan that they had with minor variations potentially.
Already approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission, the council takes up the request a week from Thursday. And the council gave preliminary approval to, was given support to a 148-unit complex for seniors that would be built south of College Station High School. Developer Mark Musumeci, who is applying for federal tax credits to help finance the $18 million project, said the location is a key factor.
We compete against Waco and Hewitt and Copper's Cove and Temple and Killeen. All of these communities are all struggling with the same problem, but there's only one development that gets awarded. And so points are everything. And if we can't compete and win, then we can't do it.
If awarded, 105 of the 148 units will be reserved for low-income seniors, offering rent as low as $350 a month. Hours of private and public meetings have not resolved differences in contested numbers on how much the city of Bryan has invested in the Traditions development.
The week before last, a private meeting between Councilman Mike Sutherland and the city's top two financial officers resulted in no agreement. At last week's council meeting, differences remained after almost 90 minutes of debate.
Councilman Hardeman opened up all those subjects with his statement, accusing of us of mistruths and misstatements, and I think we ought to be able to explain what our opinion was of those.
I got to defend myself on those statements.
On one side were Sutherland, Rafael Pena, and Al Sines. with signs drawing fire from city manager Keen Register.
I would have thought that that would have been a number that would have been readily available that we could just come up with at the top of our head. Because, you know, Councilman Pena and Sutherland are going to ask the hard questions.
You're
and that might
need,
have been a question
gonna,
that we could have anticipated.
If that's your expectation, you're going to need a new city manager because out of the, almost $500 million budget, I'm not going to be able to tell you in one TERS how many lots were a part of this $8.2 million off the top of my head.
Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the discord threatens future prospects.
If we're going to go out there and bring down the west side of Bryan, then it's going to have a huge impact, a negative impact, because if it's not successful, Scott, then the money will come out of the general funds to pay for any debt and any expenses and infrastructure that's still outstanding.
Byinski says the city has invested $35 million in the residential and golf course development, not $73 million quoted by Sutherland and Pena. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A former guard at the women's federal prison camp in Bryan has admitted to having sex with a female inmate. 45-year-old Kendrick Brooks is scheduled for sentencing May 6th. He faces up to 15 years in prison and a fine up to $250,000. Registration is underway for the nation's largest student-run one-day public service project. Texas A&M's big event will be held April 2nd. A member of the executive committee, Will Radney, gave an update at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
We're shooting for about 22,000 students to participate this year, so should have plenty to come out and serve all y'all's houses, and about trying to get 2,500 residents to sign up this year. So we're about 900 now.
Radney says student volunteers are available to help residents in the Twin Cities do yard work, painting, and other household jobs. The registration deadline is February 19th. More information is online at bigevent.tamu.edu. For the next 2 months, there will be traffic delays at University in Texas. That's due to street construction that starts today. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports it will accommodate more vehicles at the intersection. The million-dollar project includes rebuilding the center median on University from Texas to Taro. There will also be sidewalk and driveway work. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 63 degrees. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32 horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact utility tractor. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/2/2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies for your office, and so much more. Here are the numbers for you.
We're off to a foggy start this morning, but the fog and low cloudiness will burn off, and eventually we'll see sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 75 to 80 today. Clouds will head our way tonight, lows 50 to 55. That's a cold front moving through. Sunshine develops tomorrow, cooler day, 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, lows 35 to 40. Cool down will continue into Wednesday. Lots of sunshine on Wednesday. Highs will only be around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Give them credit. I'm not disappointed in our team at all.
That's Coach Gary Blair following the women's basketball team who fell to number 2, North Carolina. Had the lead going into fourth, though.
South Carolina.
Sorry. North Carolina is also playing.
They care more than we do, but anyway.
We'll have more on that. Men's basketball as well. The NBA or NHL All-Star Game. The Pro Bowl all coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. So now, Chelsea, were you working over the weekend, or you just wanted to be in Lubbock?
No, I was on vacation. Oh, I guess technically
in Lubbock.
So. I know.
It's all right. No, it's okay.
It was a fun little road trip I took with a girlfriend. Right. We had some friends there. So
excellent.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's absolutely. You drove.
We did. Oh. It wasn't horrible.
Okay.
It wasn't horrible. We made some good pit stops.
That's good. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's so. Just that once you get past I-35, it all looks the same.
Right.
You know?
Yes. No, I will about, you know, once you get, you know, about 2 hours out, there is just nothing.
Yeah. I had a son who graduated from there, and I only drove there once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was my second time.
Yeah.
But
it's a better place to fly to, quite honestly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Anyhow, so Yeah, the women's basketball. Look, South Carolina is a really, really good team.
They are.
And, you know, I go back to the way it was when the Aggies won the national championship. You know, the later you play them, the more important the game is.
Right. So,
you hope that you're going to play them one more time in the tournament, and then in the big girl tournament too. But we'll see there. And I got to be jazzed. I think next week UConn and South Carolina play.
They do. I believe it's a week from
tonight?
Either tonight, yeah, or Tuesday. Yeah. So
and you kind of want them to beat each other to death. Just really throttle one another.
Yep. And again, we're not a sports station. Don't play well on the radio. But for all of us who have suffered through battered Aggie syndrome for decades. Boy, Billy Kennedy just gets his team ready. That was a big deal. That was a pretty good win.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to guess, and there's somebody out there in the athletic department who'd know, but I'm going to guess that is the largest consecutive, for a men's game and a women's game, the largest number of fans we've ever had in the history of A&M athletics for basketball. Because they had a good crowd last night.
I was going to ask, do you know what the number was last night?
Well, no, I know
night?
The bottom bowl was full.
Okay.
Just from looking at the video, and I'm thinking that the men's game was a sellout, so, you know, that's pretty neat. It's
pretty
good to have that going on. So anyhow, all right, so I'm sorry we put it off as long as we could. Today is the day that they all go in caucus in Iowa, which is apparently, it's something we don't know. I mean, here you go into the booth and you vote, you know, and then you turn around and walk out. And there in Iowa, they just hang out, you know. They go into, like, a basketball gym tonight. And they meander around, and they go stand in one place for one person, and then, you know, I don't know if the donuts are better on the other side of the gym, they go over there, and it's called a caucus, and it takes a long time, and I guess they got nothing else to do in Iowa. First, they may have to shovel their driveways to be able to get out to wherever they're going, and then they go meander around and try to, I don't know. I don't know if they get raucous, if they yell at one another. I'm not sure. It's I've never... My total understanding of the Iowa caucus was a depiction on The Good Wife about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And so again, it's television. It is. It's television, so you don't know if
right.
It's right or not, but it seems like they stand around and rally for their candidate, and if you can get enough people to move over to your side, then you move on, and we'll see.
So, that smacks of effort to me.
Well, it does. I mean, and again, we're really early into it. But anyhow, Ted Cruz was on the Fox Chris Wallace show yesterday, and I don't think he and Donald are getting along anymore.
He knows this loan story is complete nonsense. It's also the height of chutzpah for someone who owes
That's a New York value.
It is. Yeah. I'm trying to help Donald with that.
Okay. Cool.
But for someone who owes hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, to attack Heidi and me because we put our life savings into running for Senate in a statement that the loans weren't disclosed, he knows is flat out false. The loans were disclosed.
What do you mean he owes?
If you look at his financial disclosure, he owes at least $480 million right now, and it could be billions. And by the way, with loans, when Heidi and I take loans, we pay them back. Donald's declared bankruptcy 4 times. And so for him to sit there owing hundreds of millions or billions or who knows, and to criticize Heidi and me for putting our entire net worth into the campaign is astonishing. It is not honest, especially because the loans were disclosed. They were publicly disclosed at the time.
Yeah, there you go. But he's a businessman. He's not a politician. Businessmen do take out loans. Businessmen do have debt.
His just have a tendency to be a little bigger.
They are. Well, he has a lot of numbers. He has a lot of zeros. That's for sure. But anyway, so, you know, last minute, you're trying to get support ginned up. I want you to listen to Jeb Bush.
I hope you'll consider this humble candidate tomorrow night when you go caucus. I would love to have your help. I hope you'll pray for my family on this journey because this is just the beginning. I'm excited about this. I am fired up.
You're fired up.
Fired up. I can hear it.
Exactly. I'm really fired up.
The enthusiasm was seeping through my headphones.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think I'm going to go caucus now.
Yeah. Anyway, he says 43 will be out on the campaign trail with him pretty soon.
Hmm.
And so we'll see how all that works out. And I don't know. Wouldn't be a political segment unless we had Hillary. Let me see if I can find something. Oh,
Here we go. Here's Hillary.
I know that many of you here are already committed to caucus for me, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Hey, at least she sounded enthused.
She did. She's doing something to get people going about that.
She just
that.
Sounds angry to me.
Well,
enthused, no. Anger, yes.
Hillary insisted that she treated sensitive information properly during her tenure as Secretary of State. She said, well, of course, and that's exactly what I did. I take classified information very seriously. You know, you can't get classified information off a classified system in the State Department to put it on an unclassified system. Well, Madam Hillary, I believe we found out that's not true, but nonetheless.
You're fibbing.
That's okay. Here's one thing I can tell you, guaranteed. I mean, these polls are everywhere. I've got a prediction today. I guarantee you will be right, and that is in the Iowa caucus, Martin O'Malley will finish in third place.
Yes.
Okay. Aside from that, I don't know anything else, but
I think that's probably pretty accurate.
In case you were wondering, this is kind of interesting. The billionaire who owns the New York Jets is knocking on doors for Jeb Bush in Iowa. Woody Johnson is Bush's campaign finance chairman, a big supporter of his financial plans. So you got a billionaire knocking on the doors. That's different. We're going to have more Democrat debates. They've announced that.
They are.
Well, yeah, first Hillary didn't want any more.
Right.
Well, now because she's having problems, she wants more.
Oh.
And what Hillary wants, Hillary gets. National Democratic Committee has agreed to sanction more debates. In fact, three more debates, it looks like, right now. Starting with Thursday, a debate in New Hampshire that previously had not been sanctioned. Ooh, this will be good. It'll be hosted by MSNBC. Remember how well they did in the last one?
Yes.
We'll see if they have different personnel this time. Not sure. Then they'll have others in March, April, and May beyond that. So, the New York Times has now put forth their endorsements so that people in Iowa can know. Heading into the Iowa caucus, the New York Times has endorsed for the Democrats Hillary Clinton. And for the Republicans,
Hillary Clinton,
John Kasich. John Kasich.
No.
Yeah, just saying.
Okay.
He's been around a long time, they said. If you're tired of extremism and inexperience, John Kasich is your man. John Kasich. Just let that sink in. That's who the New York Times thinks
he's still
to be
running?
President. Yeah.
Still really. Running for president?
Yeah, he and Ben Carson are back there.
I
on
haven't
the
even heard
row.
His name.
Yeah, exactly.
Who?
Yeah. Well, what? Wait. Let me see if I can find some John Kasich audio here.
Oh, okay.
John. Let me see how to spell his name. let me see. Where is it? It's K-A-S-I-C-H. Okay. Here we go. One quick.
Can't find any,
John,
can you?
I got one.
Oh, you found one?
No,
okay.
I did. I found a 5-second. Here we go. This is presidential candidates are in the Iowa caucus. Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio and New Hampshire. Well, okay, here we go.
I never thought I'd be running for president, but everything has just kind of led me there.
Okay, that's the New York Times choice right there.
Okay.
I don't really know what I'm doing here.
Has
but...
your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
People feel almost as close to their pets as they do to the other members
members of their family still were bothered when a teenager brings the car home out of gas, and we lament damage our dogs do to our gardens. Life is full of frustrations. Our best goals as mature thinking adults will be to learn better coping skills. We're going to confine our comments to dogs. Teenagers are beyond this venue. I'll be back with details of Pets in the Landscape right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know in the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. If you have pets in your landscape, dogs specifically, and if they are pacing and creating pathways along the fence, you need to know they get bored. They hear noises in the alleyway. They smell other dogs outside the wood fence. They run back and forth along the property line until all the grass is grilled into the ground. You probably had figured that out. Maybe they take a repetitive path through your plants, trampling low shrubs and ground covers in the process. In all of those cases, your best cure will be to vary their routes. Use stakes, short fencing, containers, or any other means of blocking their access. Teach them to go different ways to get to their favorite places, and if you've tried all of that and still failed, develop them a little garden pathway of bark mulch, pea gravel, or stepping stones. Odds are that their route might also be useful to you. How about digging? Dogs dig for at least three different reasons. Controlling each of these types of behavior requires a different approach. For example, dogs dig to escape. Do what you must to make escape impossible, and your dog will soon tire. Some dogs dig to bury. Don't give your pet bones that call for interment. And finally, dogs will dig to hollow out cool burrows in the summer. Allow your dog one place to sleep. Maybe it's one burrow that's out of sight behind the shrubs, or maybe it's a box with actual bedding up on the porch. Do what you must to correct excessive digging. If the digging is within a flower bed, you must be able to use a roll-type mulch or even chicken wire to make that digging impossible. Then there's damage to trees' trunks. Bored dogs will peel bark away from the trunks of trees like fruitless mulberries and silver maples and others. You come home at night and the tree's been stripped bare. That's another sign of a bored dog, but you really can't take a chance because there's no way to save a tree that's been damaged in that way. Put some type of loose wire mesh around the trunk so the dog won't have access. Do not secure the wire in any way that might eventually girdle the trunk as the tree grows larger. And along a very similar line, be careful in staking a dog in your yard. If you use the tree trunk as your post, or if the dog could possibly wrap the chain around the trunk, the bark can all be worn off very quickly, and that will be the end of the tree. Conventional fences work very well at containing dogs, but I want to tell you the invisible fencing that goes down in the ground works very, very well. Landscaping the small spaces, that's the subject of our next program. I'm Neil Sperry. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. One of the games in the Big 12 SEC Challenge happened right here in Aggieland, and here's Zach Taylor with more on the Aggs and Iowa State.
Daniel House scored 20 points, including a go-ahead three late in the second half to push fifth-ranked Texas A&M past number 14 Iowa State 72-62 Saturday in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. The Aggies actually trailed 58-56 before House hit from beyond the arc with about 4 minutes left. The victory marks the 300th career win for Texas A&M coach Billy Kennedy and improves the Aggies to 18-3 on the year.
Gosh. It was great to be a part of a good, hard-fought game. Iowa State is very impressive, how good they are offensively, and I thought maybe they wore down a little bit, but they're a very good team, and just really proud of our guys for not shooting the ball well and staying disciplined offensively. and taking good shots and running good offense at the end. And our defense was pretty good, too.
Star forward George Niang scored 15 points for the Cyclones, who fall to 16-5.
Thank you, Zach. The Aggies jump back into SEC play with a road trip to Nashville when the Aggies will face off against Vandy Thursday. Tip-off scheduled for 6. It's on ESPN2, but of course you can listen to it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. On the ladies' side, after losing to South Carolina by 1 point just 10 days ago, number 10 A&M led into the fourth quarter but could not put it away as the number 2 Gamecocks, who defeated the Aggs 70-63 in women's basketball at Reed yesterday. Coach Gary Blair had nothing but good things to say about the ladies.
Give them credit. I'm not disappointed in our team at all. I thought we did a lot of good things in this game. Now, can we get ourselves off the mat again like we did at South Carolina 2 weeks ago? Go back, start playing good basketball again.
The ladies head to Florida Thursday. They'll tip things off at 6 o'clock that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. In tennis, a matchup of undefeated teams saw the number 5 North Carolina team post a 6th consecutive shutout to knock off Texas A&M 4-0 on the ladies' side. And in golf, returning to competition following its winter break, Texas A&M men's golf team is back in action today at the CBEST Invitational, which takes place over 2 days at Dye Valley's course at the TPC at Sawgrass. Today, 15 teams will tee off for 36 holes. That starts at 7 a.m. And here's Roger Emmerich on the NFL Pro Bowl.
Cowboys linebacker Sean Lee makes a play at the Pro Bowl on ESPN.
Sean Lee on the ricochet comes up with the interception and hands it off to Adam Jones, who gets pulled down by fellow Ohioan Joe Thomas. So Giant picked off by a Cowboy as Lee, who's back here in the Pro Bowl after an ACL injury in 2014.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
Russell Wilson, Teddy Bridgewater, and Jameis Winston combined for over 400 yards passing and 7 touchdowns to lead Team Irving to a 49-27 win over Team Rice. In the NHL All-Star Game, an unlikely player led the Pacific Division to victory in the NHL All-Star Game. Journeyman tough guy and penalty minutes leader and current minor leaguer John Scott took the MVP honors after scoring twice in the Pacific team's 9-6 win over the Central Division in the semifinals.
This one cut off by Brent Burns and tucked a nice pass on to Scott. Scott pursued.
In golf, the PGA's Farmer Insurance Open has spilled into today after a final round was suspended for the third and final time because of unplayable conditions. Brent Snedeker emerged as the clubhouse leader when play was halted for good yesterday, carding a 3-under 69 through raging wind and an occasional rainstorm at Torrey Pines. In the NBA, De'Ron Scott scored 27 and the Mavericks beat Phoenix 91-78. And finally, Johnny Football's back in the news. Unfortunately, not for anything good. Police are investigating allegations that the Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel might have assaulted his ex-girlfriend. Fort Worth police went to an apartment early Saturday and spoke with a woman who said that she was, quote, involved in a disturbance, end quote, with former Texas A&M star earlier that night in Dallas, and she was worried about her well-being. Police later determined Manziel was safe. No one was arrested. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Political ad paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
As a Navy veteran, Timothy D'Alessandro took a lifelong oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Texas is a sovereign state. Unfortunately, our representatives have let us down. Timothy will fight for Texas sovereignty. Timothy D'Alessandro has earned the highest rating by the NRA and has been certified as a pro-life candidate by the Texas Right to Life.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro, and on March 1st, I'm asking for your vote.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
On Saturday, February 27th, hundreds will gather to celebrate another year of saving lives and healing hearts at the American Heart Association Tree of Life Heart Ball. This black tie event will offer a night full of fine dining, entertainment by the Argyles, a live and silent auction, and conversation about heart disease. Join the Brazos Valley American Heart Association for the Tree of Life Heart Ball, Saturday, February 27th at Miramont Country Club. Find out more, brazoscountyheartball.heart.org, presented by Baylor Scott & White Healthcare.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Going to be kind of breezy again today, but pretty nice temps, about 78 for our high temperature. Low tonight around probably 55 or 57, again windy. Tomorrow around 70, and we'll start to cool down. We'll be in the middle 50s the balance of the week, but lots of sunshine. It's 63 right now, and it's 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Bryan. Go to RadioAggieland.com and listen to us around the world. No app necessary.